Pain is a complex problem that may have multiple causes, so doctors at the University of Virginia often prescribe several different drugs, like Neurontin, a prescription painkiller, and over-the-counter drugs like Tylenol and Aleve.
Research has shown that different medications used together can actually sometimes provide better pain relief than just opioids alone.
UVA's Dr. Gabrielle Marzani adds these combinations can be more effective than opioids like morphine, oxycodone, or fentanyl.
And it also turns out that IV pain medications may not be as effective as oral medications or patches.
The hospital has also started giving pain medications during surgery.
One of the things that we realize is that it's important to get ahead of pain, that once pain takes over, it's hard to keep up with it. And so you want to be as proactive and preemptive as you can.
These changes reduced reliance on opioids. And in general, patients complained less about pain.
We found that the average amount of opioids given per surgery declined 37% between March 2011 and November 2015. And pain scores improved.
For some patients, Marzani says, opioids are still the best choice, and those patients will get them. The FDA has revised the limits it's imposed on manufacturers, but the shortage of opioids is expected to continue into 2019. I'm Sandy Houseman.